Halacha Beis, on the topic of Talmud Torah. Again, Rav Moshe Zal quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Mokim Shenogel Olamei Torah Shebechsav Beschar, Mutar Lekabel Schar. In those places where it's customary to teach Torah Shebechsav for payment, a teacher is allowed to accept payment. Aval Torah Shebal Peh, Osur Lekabel Schar. But for teaching Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to be paid. Just in brief, today, let's say rebbes and yeshiva who teach Torah Shebal Peh get paid. We say they're not getting paid for the teaching Torah Shebal Peh. They're getting paid for babysitting. They're getting paid for watching the children that they don't kill each other, beat each other up, hurt themselves, etc., etc. That's what the money's for. The money's not for the study of Torah, technically. The money is going for guard duty. Al pi hamaymar ki marachamim yenahagim. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Hanal, which was referred to earlier, a few pages earlier, in Hilchas Malamdim Halacha Beis. That was also based on this same chapter in Likutei Moran. Inyan Ben V'Talmid. Rabbeinu Zalder speaks about the concept of a person teaching his son versus teaching a student. Which corresponds to teaching people on the upper level versus teaching people on a lower level. Bechinas aye mekoyim kevoidoi shu hasogas dorimalo, ubechinas maloy choloritz kevoidoi shu hasogas dorimata. The two aspects of Torah, one is aye mekoyim kevoidoi, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there is related to those who are on a very high level, and maloy choloritz kevoidoi is the teaching that's given over to those who are on a low level. Shezeh b'chinas aspaklaria hameira v'aspaklaria shenemira, which corresponds to the concept of those prophets who are able to see Hashem very clearly, that's called aspaklaria hameira, versus those prophets who are on a lower level, where even though they saw Hashem, but it wasn't so clear, that's called aspaklaria shenemira. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vehine inyan shtei hasogoy seilu dorimalav dorimato hein bechinas klolius kol hatoira. These two types of knowledge, advanced knowledge and beginner's knowledge, dorimalav dorimato, comprise the entire Torah. They include the entire Torah in them. Ki ikara Torah hu hadas es Hashem, because the essence of Torah is understanding Hashem, recognizing Hashem. Ve'ikar hadas tainu ladas es Hashem yisborach hu shtei bechinois. And the main das, which is understanding Hashem, is in two forms. Dahainu bechinas aye u bechinas maloi choretz kevoide. One is aye mekoyim kevoide, and the other one is maloi choretz kevoide. Aye mekoyim kevoide is where is Hashem's kavod, and the other one is Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Shezehu klal yediyoso yisbor kavyochum. These two concepts encompass all awareness of Hashem. All knowledge of Hashem is contained within these two places, aye and maloi. Kavyochum. V'alkein hatoyro shehi ikar hadas, and therefore the Torah, which is the total package of Das, the Torah is made up of these two aspects. V'alkein mascheles haTorah mibereishis u'mesayemes le'inei kol Yisrael. And this, now you'll understand why the Torah begins with the word bereishis, and the closing words of the Torah are le'inei kol Yisrael. Bereshis ze bechinas maimar sosum, shu bechinas aye, bechinas keser, kemavur b'mokam achar. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Beis, and also in Torah Chof Beis, that Bereshis represents maimar sosum. Bereshis is called the hidden statement of creation. There are 10 statements of creation where it says, Vayoymer Elikim, Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be this. Hashem said, let there be that. 9 of them are obvious. 9 of them are Vayoymers. The first one is just the word Bereshis, where even though it doesn't say Vayoymer Elikim or Vayoymer Hashem, that's called Maimar Sosam, a hidden statement of creation. So that represents a very high level, a very deep level. That represents the level of knowledge and understanding of those people who are on a very high level. Then, the closing words of the Torah, the last words in the Torah, which are Le'enei Kol Yisrael, that all the great miracles and everything that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in front of the eyes of all the Jewish people. Those words correspond to the concept of that Hashem is everywhere. As it says over there in that pasuk, that final pasuk of the Torah, it says, "Ulechoil hayod hachazoko, ulechoil hamoira hagodol asher osa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael." Regarding the great power and awesomeness that Moshe of all the great miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in front of the eyes of all the Jews. Rav Nosson says, "Sheze b'chinas maloi chol eretz kavoidoi." That pasuk is referring to the concept of Hashem's kavoid being everywhere, Hashem's kavoid filling the entire earth. Kalidei ayod hachazaka dahinu ha'oises v'amayvsim she'osa Moshe, because it's through that powerful hand, meaning those miracles and wonders which Moshe Rabbeinu performed, nizgale, it was revealed and broadcasted. Ki Hashem shalit boretz, that Hashem rules the world. Bechinas, maloi chol eretz kavoidei, which is the concept of Hashem is everywhere. Vezeh bechinas le'enei kol Yisrael, and that's why it says before the eyes of all the Jewish people. Shenizgale elukus yisbor kavyochel le'enei kulam, that Hashem's presence is revealed and broadcasted to everybody. That's that level of understanding of the people who are not on a very high level, even the regular people. Nimtza, we see from here, Shahatoira klula mishnei bechinosanal, that the Torah is comprised of these two levels. Ayei mekayim kavoidoi, maloi chol eretz kavoidoi. Dorei mala, dorei mata. Bereishis, le'enei kol Yisrael. Vezeh b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. And this also relates to the concept of the written Torah versus the oral Torah. B'chinas yoim v'olayla, day versus night. B'chinas haspaklaria meira v'haspaklaria shen meira. A clear vision of Hashem and a less clear vision of Hashem. Sheheim b'chinas dorei mala v'dorei mata kanal. These also are related to Dori Mala Dori Mata. Ki Torah shebichsav hi bechinas yamin, bechinas yoyim, bechinas hasbaklarim hira. Because the written Torah corresponds to the right side, corresponds to day, corresponds to that clear, clear view of Hashem. Bechinas shamayim corresponding to heaven. Sheze bechinas Dori Mala, which is the upper level. Bechinas aye, whereas the Torah shebal peh, whereas the oral Torah, who bechinas smoil, corresponds to the left side, bechinas laila, night, bechinas aspaklari shenemira, the less clear view and vision of Hashem, bechinas doremato, referring to those people who are on the lower level, bechinas eretz, which is earth, earthliness, bechinas maloi chol ha'oretz kevoidoi. We see that word oretz included in the maloi chol oretz kevoidoi. So Rav Nosson Sal is making a diagram for us. He's showing us what's on the upper level, what's on the lower level. On the upper level, you have ayei mekayim kevoidoi, you have dorei mala, you have aspaklarim hira, you have shomayim. On the lower level, on the upper level also you have the right side. On the lower level, you have the left side, you have Eretz, you have the Dorei Mato, you have the Maloi Chol Eretz Kavoidoi, etc. V'alkein, Al Torah Shebal Peh Osu L'Kabel Schar. Based on this introduction, we'll understand why when it comes to teaching Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to receive payment. Ki Iker HaLimud Shel Torah Shebal Peh Hi L'Galois Hadas. The main reason why we're learning Torah Shebal Peh is to broadcast and reveal the Das. Lo Das, ki maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. to inform and enlighten everybody that Hashem's kavod fills the entire world. And when a person wants to get paid, and he's looking at the money, he's looking to the money, that causes the person to fall into foolishness. Because Rabbi Nizal explains in Torah Samachtes that the main foolishness of a person, the main lack of intelligence of a person, comes from Taivas Momoin, how steep the person is in Taivas Momoin. Vazai Nistale Kadas. And when a person is in such a place, their das leaves them. Venis alim ho'er, and the light is hidden. Ve'enoi zeichel odas kimelech loretz kavoidei. He is not zeichet to realize that Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Aval al torah shebechsav, shu b'chinas hasogis dorimale, b'chinas alim kam kavoidei, muter l'kabel schar. Whereas when it comes to teaching the written Torah, which corresponds to the Dorei Mala, to their understanding of Hashem, which is the concept of Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi, there you are allowed to receive payment. Kishom ba'bechino helyoina, bechinas Ayei, ein lehaklipois vasetrachro shum achiza. Because when you're up there, when you're in Ayei, there the klipois, when you're in Dorei Mala, there the klipois do not have any hold. They don't have any ability to grab on and to do damage. A person who zeichet to that kind of understanding of Hashem, the Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidei, the Dorei Mala, yefsher la sitrachra lesachis shom klal. The sitrachra cannot grab onto there at all whatsoever. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbein Azal, because Rabbein Azal tells us in Torah Yud Beis, Sheyenikas hasitrachra v'chiyusum, hu mebechinas aye, shehu bechinas maimar sosum, that the sitrachra draws its life from aye, which is called maimar sosum, the hidden statement. Hainu migoidel hahastora v'haloma, because of the fact that it's so hidden. The word aye means where? Where is it? I don't see it. I don't see anything. Why don't I see? Because it's extremely well hidden. So Rav Nosson says, because the light is so hidden over there, machma shebechina zu hi ne'elemes v'seres b'tachles ha'elem, alkein mishom chiyusam. That's why the sitrachra is allowed to draw from there, because there they can't do harm. When the light is obvious, if the sitrachra grabs onto that, it can break it. It can do all kinds of damage and harm. When the light is super, super hidden, even if the sitrachra is receiving benefit from there, it's in a very controlled way where the sitrachra can't grab onto it, can't control it anyway, and can't misuse it in any way. However, a person who is zeicha to that level of understanding, shel bechinas aye, the level of aye, sheyoidea mebechinas hastora zu, he knows about Hashem's hidden light, vezeicha lahasig hasoga zu shel bechinas aye, and the person is zeicha to achieve an understanding of that hidden light, that aye, shehu tachles hayedia, which is the highest level understanding. Azai hasitrachra v'haklipois betelim betachlis habitu. Then the sitrachra and the klipois become nullified and eliminated completely. Rav Nosson Zal just said that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutimran Tor Yud Beis and Likutimran Tanina that where does the sitrachra draw from? Where do they draw their chiyus from? They draw it from the Maimar Sosum, from Aye, from up there. Then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say, but a Jew who is zeichet to achieve that level of knowledge, that understanding, that aye, a Jew who is zeichet to realize that Hashem is there, it's just very, very hidden, once he does that, the sitrachra and the klipois are wiped out totally. Ki ikar yenikosam me ha'aloma v'hastora shel b'chinazu. Because the sitrachra's ability to draw comes only from the fact that Hashem is hidden over there. Hashem is hidden and not obvious. Because of the fact that most people are not capable of achieving an understanding of Aye Mekoyim Kavod of that level. That's what gives the Sitrachra the ability to draw from there. And the Sitrachra strengthens itself in its denial of Hashem as a result of the fact that up there Hashem is so, so hidden. And therefore, therefore, the regular people, the main part of the world, which is Dorei Mato, they have to be broadcasting the message of Maloi Choloretz Kavoidoi, not Aye Mekoyim Kavoidoi. Why? Legalois Malchus Eisbor, to reveal the Malchus of Hashem. Ki Bechinas Aye, Yefshila Dorei Mato Lahasig. Because the level of Aye, the people who are in the Dorei Mato can't understand, can't achieve. The Adarab, and therefore just the opposite. Mibchina zu heim yonkim al yidei goydel ha'astora. From the Ayeh, the Sitrachra is able to draw energy and strength from the fact that it's so hidden, from the fact that Hashem is so hidden over there. Umachnisen kfirois chasashom. And the Sitrachra is able to inject denial of Hashem, etc., as a result of that. So again, from Aye, they draw their nourishment. When a person does not achieve the understanding of Aye, when a person looks at Aye and sees it as total darkness, whereas those people, those Dorei Mala, who are able to understand the Aye, who achieve that level of knowledge, and for them, Hashem is not absent over here. I see Hashem in the Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Then they totally eliminate the Sitrachra. That wipes out the Sitrachra completely. Because the Sitrachra's ability to draw energy and strength comes from the hiddenness, of Hashem. The moment we're able to reveal Hashem in that hiddenness, it's all over for them. They get wiped out. V'alkein, al Torah Shebal Peh, also lekabel schar. And it's for this reason that when teaching Torah Shebal Peh, one is not allowed to receive payment. Ki bahasochor v'hamomoin shemekablam al Torah Shebal Peh heim yecholim lesaches chas v'shalom. Because in that payment, that money that the teacher is receiving for teaching the Torah Shebal Peh, the Sitrachra can grab onto that. Ki ikar achizosom b'momoin. Because one of the main things that they grab onto and draw energy from is money. Sheshom achizas kol havoyde zora vakfirus, because that's where all havoyde zora and denial of Hashem is to be found. We know what do they write on the money? In G-O-D, we trust. Which G-O-D? This is the G-O-D. The dollar, the euro, this is the... If I have this, I don't need Hashem. If I don't have this, then I'm in trouble. This is the G-O-D. This is what's running the world. This is what's going to make me happy. You know, that's what people think. As Rabbein Zal discusses in Torah Chav Gimel. Vazai al yedei ze yecholim lahalim hor legamri. And therefore, when the Sitrachra grabs onto the money, they can hide the light, they can extinguish the light totally. Said the person will not at all attain the das of Maloi Choretz Kavoidei. But because of the fact that the Sitrachra hides the light and covers up the light. Whereas, because again, we said that the Torah Shebal Peh was Maloi Choloretz Kavoidei. That's the thing that's closer to them, that's more vulnerable to them. Whereas when it comes to the written Torah, Shehu Bechinas Aye, which corresponds to Aye, Mutter Lekabel Schar. There, a person teaching it is allowed to receive payment. Ki Shom Ein Lohem Shum Achiza. Because there, the Sitrachra has no hold. ki ikar yini kosam hu rak mebechina zu, mebechina s'aye, mebechina ha'aloma v'astara shel bechina zu. Because the main yinika to sitra achra is from aye when the aye, when Hashem's light in the aye is totally hidden, when we don't see Hashem there. But when a person is zoicha to the understanding of aye with holiness, as we say that the true level of understanding is when a person realizes that he doesn't know, and therefore, since the person realizes that Hashem is hidden, that makes it that the Sitra Achra should not be able to have any hold there whatsoever. That's why a person is allowed to receive payment for teaching Torah Shebichsav. Shehu b'chinas aye, which is aye. Because in that aye, the Sitra Achra can no longer grab onto it and hide the light. Because of the fact that this person does understand the aye, he does understand the chumash, he does see Hashem there. And he's becoming more and more aware of Hashem through his study of Torah Shebichsav. Therefore, the Sitra Achra has no ability whatsoever to draw from there. Because their ability to draw only comes from hiddenness, from absence of light, absence of the presence of Hashem. The minute we recognize and realize that Hashem is present in a certain place, then the Sitra Achra cannot draw from there. So that even though we said usually the place that they draw their chiyus from is ayeh, the moment the ayeh is being studied, the moment we're revealing Hashem in the ayeh, they're gone. Aval mi shemasig hasogazu, a person who understand, who achieves this understanding of ayeh, sheze b'chinas pisuk hataimim, which we mentioned in the previous halacha, that corresponds to the musical notes like of the Torah, azai ein lohem shum chiyus klal. Then the Sitra Achra has no ability to draw life whatsoever from there. Umizbatlam lagamri, and they become eliminated totally, completely. V'alkein, therefore, afilu kishemekablam schar al zeh halimud, even when the person takes money for that kind of teaching, yef shalom lesachis bozeh chas v'shalom, the Sitra Achra cannot take hold of that money. They can't draw anything from that money. Kishom b'hasog azu ein lohem shum koyach lesachis chas v'shalom. Because in the aye mekoyim kevoidoi, once the person achieves it and realizes that Hashem is there, the Sitra Achra cannot draw from there at all. We said that the Chumash corresponds to Ayeh. When he's teaching Chumash and he's showing he believes in Hashem, he's learning Hashem from then the Sitra Achra can't draw from there at all. Adarab, just the opposite. Al yidei hasoga zu shel b'chinas Ayeh, b'chinas taimim, hei mezbatlam legamri kanal. As a result of understanding Ayeh, when one achieves the das of Ayeh, when one is zocheh to recognize that Hashem is in that Ayeh, that corresponds to the musical notes. Through that, the Sitra Achra gets wiped out completely. Rav Nosnal says, "V'hovein heitev, understand this very, very well. Ki iyef shelavayar dvorim elu b'chsav, because we can't really explain this in writing." He's saying he's referring to very deep concepts here, which you can't really put everything into writing. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, we conclude Halacha Beis of Hilchas Talmud Torah.